This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, October 4th. Well, we got some interesting things going on in the wheat space. A couple days ago, Russian government moved to shut down 30 grain elevators that were loading facilities for two major ports on the Black Sea. They cited phytosanitary reasons, which relates to complaints that they were getting from buyers having poor quality wheat delivered to them. So this is a pretty major development. Clearly, it's going to slow down exports out of Russia, if not shut them down completely out of those elevators. They weren't very clear on how long they'd be shut down. They said they could be for 90 days, but they didn't clarify how long they would be shut down. So that's, I think it speaks to a couple things. Number one, there obviously is a quality issue coming out of Russia, and this is for wheat in the early stages of their export program. Well, what does that say about what's available now after they've delivered a fair amount of this? You would think that they would deliver the good stuff first and be left with the poor stuff. So if they've already, you know, delivered poor stuff, I think that speaks to the overall availability of milling quality wheat, number one. Number two, it speaks to this general supply of wheat across the board, that if the government is going to be slowing down exports because of phytosanitary reasons, number one, that's going to help them keep a very close eye on how much actually is leaving the country, but it's going to likely slow down just total exports in general. So, of course, the Russian government denying all this, as they do, but the bottom line, and it's pretty obvious to the market, is that Russian exports are slowing down. Either way you look at it, if a buyer can't be confident that they're going to get some decent quality, they're just not going to go there. So Egypt put out a tender yesterday afternoon. This morning, the offers have been announced. They haven't said who got the sales yet, but the offers were Russian FOB offers, $234 a ton to $242. So that is up 8 to 16 from their last, Egypt's last tender 2 weeks ago. Now, we knew that Russian prices had rallied about $15 over the previous 3 weeks, so that's being reflected in these offers. Romanian offers were $240 to $274, so the next lowest bids come in notably higher than 2 weeks, up $14 a ton over 2 weeks ago. There was one Ukraine offer at $248, one French offer at $248. So France trying to make some inroads into Egypt, I think that's kind of a shot across the bow to Russia, as Russia's been trying to make inroads into France's major market of Algeria. So of course France trying to fend that off, but there's little they can do if Russia can deliver the quality that Algeria wants, which this year probably won't happen, but it certainly reflects the aggressiveness of Russian, the Russian goals to be exporting wheat around the world. They pretty much already are, but nevertheless, they're cutting into some of the major markets of the European markets. Now, this morning we had the export sales report for wheat, 435,000 tons. That was within the range of estimates. There are some notables here, however. Hard red winter wheat made up 35% of those sales at 151,000. Saudi Arabia, 65,000 hard red winter wheat. Brazil, 60,000 tons. Iraq, 52,000 tons. So we also saw Brazil buy 30,000 tons of soft red winter wheat. This is notable. Brazil is usually not a big buyer of U.S. wheat. They usually get it from Argentina. Now, Argentina's harvest is still a good month away, and so before Brazil really can get enough supply coming out of Argentina, you're still at least a month and a half to a couple months away. Now, for what's going on in Argentina and Brazil, up until a couple weeks ago, it looked like Argentina was on track to have a kind of a bin buster crop, and they still probably will, but they've had some freeze issues over the last week or so that has likely declined some quality, or reduced some quality in their wheat. Brazil has had too much rain on their wheat over the last few weeks, and they're losing quality as well. So I would imagine this is part of the reason why they're being so aggressive. They're looking around. You know, Russia has opened its export capacity to Brazil. Brazil has opened its doors to Russian imports. They did that a couple years ago. But clearly, Russia is not going to be able to deliver the quality of wheat that Brazil demands, which is one of the highest demands in the world. So, and which usually is why they turn to Argentina. It works well for them. Argentina produces a high quality hardwood winter wheat. But, Brazil needs it now. They're running out of quality themselves. They can't get it from Russia. And I think this speaks to the broader market, the broader world market. Where are you going to go if you want high quality milling wheat, which a lot of these buyers obviously do? You're going to have to come to the United States. Normally, they would look to Russia, and Russia would be clearly an available seller. But this year, not so much the case, and Brazil already turning to a different market. So we're seeing that show up in our own export sales from last week. The previous week, we saw a very good volume of export sales. This week, the volume is about normal than what from about what we've used to been seeing, but now we're seeing some notable buyers coming into the market. And Iraq is worth mentioning as well. Saudi Arabia, of course, looks for high quality milling wheat too. So some interesting numbers there, and I think they're all worth pointing out. Corn export sales 1.4 million tons, that was at the high end of the range. Soybeans at 1.5 million tons, also right at the high end of the range. Other issues going on here in the United States, the harvest in the Midwest, corn and soybeans put on hold across much of the western Midwest as massive rains are moving through the eastern plains and up into the western Midwest. Up to 10 inches of rain is expected over the next week to 10 days. This is going to put Iowa on track for record rainfall for this time of year. Now, obviously, this slows down harvest, but it does create some quality issues for soybeans. And with the days getting shorter and cooler, it's going to way slow down the evaporation rates. It'll take just that much longer to get that heavy equipment in the field. So that is supportive for corn and soybeans, especially soybeans. If you start ratcheting into quality in the mass, the major producers of Iowa and Illinois, that becomes a much bigger problem. But I think, getting back to wheat, I think it's just becoming more clear. Of course, I've talked about this every day for the last couple of months, but this is about world milling quality supplies. It's about Russia having a short crop, I should say. Obviously, it's shorter than last year's massive crop, which they exported most of it. I mean, they consumed most of it. The Russian government stepping in to slow down exports because of quality, because of stocks, and the Russian government also saying that they are going to release government stocks into the domestic market. Okay, they also last week announced that they were not going to buy any wheat to replace those stocks. So clearly trying to keep as much supply in the pipeline as they can. That sets them up for some pretty precarious situations if they get another short crop next year. That could blow the lid off of things, but that's next year. So for this year, we're looking at the here and now, which is we're going to likely see a very significant slowdown in exports coming out of Russia, especially with, the offers having to be made now into December. That makes it pretty tough for exporters to know if the stocks will even be there or if they'll be able to even move it if they are. So that's why we're seeing these FOB offers be notably higher. And I think that's why we're seeing markets here kind of perk up a little bit again. The export sales were decent, but it's the situation coming out of Russia and the offers to Egypt at notably higher prices than they were 2 weeks ago, reflecting higher prices that Russian exporters have to pay for origination and also the increasing interior prices in Russia and the quality problems coming out of there. So world prices are moving higher. That's going to lift all boats, and we're not any different. Our FOB offers out of the Gulf would be competitive, but transportation is just not there as far as being competitive. So we did not see any offers in this Egyptian tender. But the bottom line is we're going higher, I think. It's going to be a grinded out type of demand-driven bull market. Brakes will be well supported, and I think this will be a stair-step type of rally as we work our way through the winter, probably peaking around early May, which is a normal seasonal time window. You need to buy some acres. We'll have a very good look at what our own crop looks like and what the rest of the Northern Hemisphere looks like by then, and we'll have factored in what's going on in the Southern Hemisphere. which really, we're getting some rains in Australia, which desperately need it, but it's pretty late for that wheat crop there. And Argentina, of course, had been looking at a stellar crop, but the frost kind of cut into some of the quality there as well. So it wraps it up for the wheat commentary. If you have any questions, feel free to call me at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.